coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
We understand in situations like this, they're going to try to get the ball in their best player's hands, and that's Julio Jones. So defensively, our guys were anticipating this down here and made a play, won the game.
Going against a guy like Case Keenum, you want to mix up the looks. Sometimes you bring the extra man, sometimes you don't. With a guy like Case Keenum, I think you can speed up his thinking process, force him into a mistake.
This is a team that doesn't blitz with a high, high percentage by NFL standards, but their blitz concepts are very good, they're very effective, they're difficult to deal with. It will be a real challenge for the Eagles' offense.
Hey everybody, welcome to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. It has been 13 years since the Eagles hosted the NFC Championship game, and it is finally here. And the Birds are now 4-0 in their playoff history as home underdogs. Let's keep this going. How did the Eagles get here? Let's take a look at the best plays in their win over the Atlanta Falcons. Here is tape study with the head coach himself, Doug Peterson, and our own Ike Reese.
Calling for the football. He fakes it, gives it off inside to Aguilar. Aguilar at the 15, the 10, the 5, down to the 3. It was Aguilar coming underneath for the handoff.
Back to join us for this week's tape studies, Eagles head coach Doug Peterson.
Mike.
Coach, welcome. First of all, congratulations on the big win.
Thank you.
Let's take a look at a key play in the drive on third down that led to the first touchdown of the game for us.
Yeah, so we felt like we wanted to get the ball in 13's hands at some point in this football game. And so basically what this is, it's a glorified tackle trap is all it is, with a little fake toss action here by Jay Ajayi and by Nick. So as you run the tape, you see what ends up happening right here. We get the fake toss right there, and then here comes Big Lane. So we're kicking out with Big V. Lane's going to wrap all the way around here for 45, and then we do a great job with the ball, and then an underneath handoff right there for 13 on this play, especially on third down. Teams are playing a little more man coverage. You get some guys moving around a little bit, and then, again, putting it in 13's hands and letting him be an athlete at this point.
Good job of Lane getting up in the hole. Nelson getting to that outside, showing that speed. Another big play here, Coach. One of my favorites, levels, right? I call it levels. You get your high, your low, and your middle level here. Led to the big field goal right before the half.
Exactly. Exact same play we ran against the Giants earlier in the season to set up the 61-yard field goal, the game winner there, the walk-off. And so basically the same play. Every offense, as you know, runs this type of a sideline play. So we take our point guy, Torrey, and put him deep third guy. And then we wrap Alshon inside, and he's our middle guy. And then Nelson Aguilar comes off, and he's our third level. So you can see we've got three levels right here on this particular play, sort of designed for this type of defense. And really, from a quarterback's perspective, we're just trying to high-low one guy. And listen, if 34 were to sink, we could throw it here, but he doesn't. And then Alshon does a great job of flattening this route off. Nick buying a little bit of time, hitting him, stepping out of bounds, and putting us in a position to kick the field goal right before half.
You need protection for that, so you get the offensive line protected.
Exactly. It takes time on this particular play, you know, and Nick does a nice job of just buying some time right here. Brandon comes back, does a great job right there on the defensive end. And, you know, again, 17, great catch, step out of bounds, and gives us a chance to kick the field goal.
Big momentum play right before the half there. Your defense, man, flying around this last game. Here's a big play after a kick out of bounds. Atlanta has the ball, good field position. But this play being dialed up for Rodney McLeod works.
Yeah, so we're bringing our safety off the weak side edge right here. It's a little play action pass by the Falcons, which obviously we know the Falcons love some play action pass, particularly on first down. And then right here, he does a great job of timing up the snap count. I think the halfback right here is a little bit hesitant on knowing or understanding the protection scheme. And so he's late coming to the party to pick him up, which allows Rodney to sidestep him and make the play and make the sack. Great job of kind of running through the block right there, you know, avoiding and then wrapping up Matt, who had some scrambles, which was probably a little bit too much running for our liking.
And then the final play of the game. So many things happening on this play that allows it to be successful. Walk us through this, Coach.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously it's fourth and goal, and this is the game, you know, right here. And they're in base offense, which means they've got a fullback here. They got a halfback here, the tight end, and then they got the two receivers. So we stay in our base defense with three linebackers and the four D linemen. So, you know, we understand in situations like this that they're going to try to get the ball in their best player's hands, and that's Julio Jones. So defensively, our guys were anticipating this down here, did a great job of, one, putting pressure on Matt Ryan. That's one of the things on sprint outs like this, that you can get pressure on the quarterback. And you see Nigel's coming, Big L's coming. We got pursuit on the backside. So there's guys putting pressure, and then we're wired here, and we're wired here. And then you got a free guy with Rodney kind of feeling a little bit of what Matt Ryan's going to do. It helps when the receiver slips. It helps when he goes down. And then at this point, all the guys right here are wired. I'm going to tell you something. Probably the biggest key on this play is that one right there. He stayed home on the play, because if he ends up over here, there's going to be no one back, and you see what Matt's doing. He's trying to find this guy, and again, he's on the ground, but Michael Kendricks does a great job of understanding the defense, staying home on the backside, and made a play, won the game.
Shows the importance of every man doing their job.
Exactly, exactly, and that's what you need to win games like that.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up, we're going to look at what makes Vikings quarterback Case Keenum so difficult to defend and what the Birds need to do to keep him under wraps. But first, let's look at Nick Foles and the challenge he's going to face against the disruptive Vikings defense. What will the Eagles need to do to move the ball against one of the best defenses in the NFL? We'll cover that and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Enemy Intel is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
It's Championship Sunday, and the Eagles are going to have a real challenge with the Minnesota Vikings defense. This is a defense that has big-time talent at all three levels, defensive line, linebacker, and in the secondary. And here's a stat for you. The Vikings allowed a third down conversion rate of just over 25%. Think about that. That's the best number in the NFL in almost 50 years. In the regular season and the playoff game, they've allowed only 53 third down conversions all season long. Now, they don't do quite as much as they used to when it comes to pressure, but you must be prepared for it. And one of the foundational concepts of Mike Zimmer is the double A-gap or double mug front. They will do this out of nickel with linebackers Kendricks and Barr in the A-gaps. Now, rarely do both blitz, but you still have to account for them. So what that does is it forces the back in the shotgun, the offset back, to step inside. The Vikings know this. So what do they often do? They bring safety Harrison Smith from the same side as the back because they know the back has to step inside. And now there's no one to block Smith. He gets the sack. This is something you might see this week because the Eagles use their backs, particularly on third down in the pass game, and this forces the back to stay inside and pass protect. The other thing they do really well is they disguise their pressures. And last week, late in the second quarter against the Saints, they did a really good job. What you have here is you have the offensive line responsible for the four down lineman pass rushers and the linebacker Anthony Barr. So the back, Mark Ingram, he's looking to Kendricks, number 54. That's his man. So Harrison Smith, again, he shows up late. There's no one to block him. It's an overload pressure. So Smith gets in clean and sacks Drew Brees. Really well done. This is a team that doesn't blitz with a high, high percentage by NFL standards, but their blitz concepts are very good. They're very effective. They're difficult to deal with. It will be a real challenge for the Eagles offense.
All right, Mike, quick. The Vikings defense, they don't blitz a whole lot. And the Vikings are the best third down team in the NFL since the 70s. You know all about that. What does the Eagles' offensive line have to do to protect against the blitz?
John, it starts with communication. And this guy right here, he has to communicate across the board what he's seeing and what to expect. And then everybody has to be on the same page. And if you watch how everybody on the snap of the ball, they understand. They see the nickel corner coming to the inside. They see this linebacker cheating up. They understand that these guys are coming. Jai slides in, and he takes the nickel defender, and look across the board. Everybody's got a hat on a hat, and this is well protected. Nick takes his drop. He's got time to look down the field. He sees Mac Hollins, and he's able to step into the throw. That's what they have to do. They're going to bring pressures. They first have to recognize where they're coming from and make sure that everyone's communicating and on the same page.
And Doug Peterson did a good job against the Falcons, the timing of his calls. What kind of plays can they run to offset the blitz and the pressure?
Well, you saw the screen game and how effective they were in the screen game. But it's a lot of that. It's a lot of window dressing, making sure that they get eyes in the wrong direction so that they can run their screens, their draws, and the different things that they like to do with misdirection.
And this was a play that Doug Peterson called twice in a row, and this screen really worked here, right?
It's such a great job of executing the screen. Watch how he just lets this guy through. And the defender should know, if I get through that easy, then there's something going on behind me. So Wiz does a nice job of letting him through. And watch how Kelsey gets out on the block. Everybody just in sync in the screen game. The timing by Jai Ajayi. All of these things are just perfect for this thing to work. It's a nice kick out here by Kelsey. And Kelsey clears the way. And then watch this. Watch Wiz. He gets one. And then he gets two. And Jai Ajayi gets down the field for a 30-plus yard pickup on a screen game. That's the type of stuff that they'll have to have when you've got an aggressive defense, a fast-flowing defense. You have to have misdirection. You have to be really good in the screen game, and they are.
Stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to look at what the Eagles defense will need to do to turn the tables on Vikings quarterback Case Keenum. What can they do to keep him uncomfortable, and how will he respond? We'll find out when we return on Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless.
I know everyone thinks of Case Keenum as a journeyman backup. That would be a big mistake. He has played as a top 10, top 12 NFL quarterback. He's a quarterback that's very tough in the pocket. He'll stand and deliver. And perhaps one of his best traits is his second reaction ability. His ability to see the rush, avoid the rush, either reset and deliver or leave the pocket and make an excellent throw, sometimes down the field. This is a great example on Thanksgiving against the Detroit Lions. But what I really like about this, it's not just the avoidance of the pressure, it's the fact that he resets, keeping his vision downfield, and this is not an easy throw as he sticks it right on Adam Thielen. That's big-time quarterbacking. Keenum has done that time and time again this season. And then the other part of the second reaction equation is the ability to get totally out of the pocket, still keep his focus downfield, and get the ball down the field. This is a great example against the Redskins. Running to his left, too. This is difficult. And then he lays the ball out for Adam Thielen, who has separated as he adjusted his route to work in tandem with Keenum. This is something you see a lot of with the Vikings pass game. Keenum's ability to make second reaction improvisational plays. Very difficult. When the Eagles go man-to-man, cover one, they will have to plaster the receivers because Keenum will move, he will buy time, he will make late in the down throws. It will be a challenge for the Eagles secondary.
All right, Ike Reese, you're ready to get after Case Keenum. I can see you are excited. And tell us, when you have a quarterback like him who is mobile, he's hard to bring down, he's hard to sack, he's only been sacked 22 times. What are some of the things you can do as a defense to move him around the pocket and create pressure?
Well, what you got to do, you got to mix up some of the pass rushes that you're going to show him, right? He's a guy that reminds me a lot of Kirk Cousins. not a big runner, but capable of being a runner. He has athleticism that can get to the perimeter and extend plays. You watch what we did here last year against this Minnesota Vikings offense. Different quarterback, obviously, with Sam Bradford in there, not really a threat to run. But I like what Jim Schwartz decided to do here. He wanted to give the illusion that he's just going to bring these four guys, right? You might bring Nigel Bradham, you're not really sure, but at the snap of the ball, watch how the Eagles jump into a different disguise, and then you're going to see Fletcher Cox come out of here. So they decide to turn the line protection to this side. Obviously, you want to block Fletcher Cox. That opens it up for Nigel Bradham. Fletcher drops out in the coverage. I think that basically confuses the quarterback back there. He doesn't know where to get rid of the football to. And then, more importantly, when you're coming from the outside, you got to make sure you keep Case Keenum in the pocket. Collapse the pocket on him. We'll get a good illustration of this when we watch the next play here, like you saw against Matt Ryan when the Eagles decided to come after him with just a four-man pressure. Listen, you blitz sometimes, you get him. You saw Doug earlier in the show talk about the big sack Rodney McLeod had when the Falcons tried to go deep with play-action pass. Well, you see here, you're going to get Matt Ryan looking at this box, and he's saying, okay, are they going to bring an extra guy here? They're going to bring an extra guy here. He doesn't really know. At the snap of the ball, you're going to see just a straight four-man rush. But I think the important part about this rush is the outside containment. You get Vinnie Curry, Brandon Graham, basically constricting the pocket, not allowing Matt Ryan to escape to his left or to his right. And you get this guy blocked one-on-one. Fletcher Cox is going to basically force the pocket up the middle, and you see him get a big sack there. Going against a guy like Case Keenum, you want to mix up the looks. Sometimes you bring the extra man, sometimes you don't. With a guy like Case Keenum, who doesn't have as much experience, I think you speed up his thinking process, force him into a mistake.
And the good thing is Case Keenum, a lot of his mistakes have happened on the road. 5 of his 7 interceptions on the road, 16 of his 22 sacks on the road. This plays into the Eagles' hands. Great defense at home.
Yeah, totally different quarterback than he is at home in that dome. When he's on the road, I think his thinking process is sped up, and it forces him into mistakes or it forces him to hold on to the football. That's something we should be able to take advantage of.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And there's a couple interesting things about this game. These two teams are very similar. 1-2 in time of possession, defense, controlling the clock. What is the biggest worry for you as far as the Vikings offensively that the Eagles defense needs to worry about?
When you talk about the similarities of these teams, they go real deep. The Vikings offensive coordinator, Pat Shurmur, you know we're very familiar with what Pat does. Same type of defenses, fast defenses that flow. So what are you going to do offensively to combat that? You're going to run misdirection, screen plays, draw plays, things of that nature to take advantage of the Eagles' defensive speed. Watch here, the Minnesota Vikings against the Green Bay Packers. They're going to get the Packers flowing. They're in a man defense. You get the jet screen. And then Case Keenum's able to dump the ball out of the backfield to Jarrett McKinnon. They're one of the best screen teams in all of football. We know after years of being under Andy Reid, being one of the best screen teams in football, Pat Shurmur's from that tree. Yep. You can see that in the Vikings' offense with the way they run the screens.
All right, Mike, quick. If there's a player on the Vikings defense that's going to keep you up at night for the Eagles offensive coaches, who is that guy?
It has to be Everson Griffin. And, you know, I talk about the similarities. I'll talk about the similarities on the other side. This is a defense that's really fast flowing. They're really good at pressuring the quarterbacks. And Everson Griffin, one of the best in the league, had 13 sacks this year. And coming off the edge, they have to be concerned about this. See this? This is taking a 340-pound man and putting him on his back. The front four of the Minnesota Vikings, they're going to be a handful. They have to be able to protect Nick Foles and give him the time that he needs to operate the offense.
Here's the thing, though. The Vikings' defense only giving up 12 points at home in their dome. They're giving up over 19 points on the road, so much different coming into the Eagles' house.
Yeah, I mean, like most dome teams, they play much better at home than they do on the road. It's going to be key for this Eagles crowd to be loud and charged up so it affects that Vikings offense.
It's a major factor. This team, the Eagles team, they've given up 13 points per game at home, and a big factor in that is exactly what Ike's talking about, the crowd. They bring the noise, and it does affect the other team's offense.
Well, it's a 6:40 game, so there's going to be a lot of time to tailgate and have some fun. By the way, the last 8 AFC-NFC conference games, the home team has won 8 times, all 8, so that's good. Home field matters. All right, Mike Quick, Ike Reese, I'm John Clark. Hopefully we will see you again before this season is over. Thanks a lot for watching Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.